and welcome to the show. You are now listening to the Infinite L Radio Show In the Know with Ohiniwa segment. And my name is L, and I am actually the producer of the radio show as well as the host for the music showcase that we do once a month. I just wanted to come on, and I wanted to give a special welcome to Ohiniwa as our newest host at the Infinite L Radio Show, and let her know that we're happy to have her here and that we welcome her as well. And her show will be featured each and every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this show will be live. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and hand this show segment over to the host, Ohiniwa.
Thank you very much, Elle. Again, thank you for allowing me to be a part of the Infinite L family, and I appreciate it very much. So, my name is Ohiniwa. Like Elle said, I'm going to give you a little bit about myself. I'm the newest member, and I'm really excited to be here with you guys. And with that, you know, this is my first time, so I'm a little nervous, but, you know, I'm glad that you're here and you're listening to my show and you're giving me the love and the support, and I appreciate that very much. So my show is all about highlighting new artists and their music. So each week on Thursdays, I will be highlighting a different artist and telling you a little bit about them and allowing you to hear their song. So right now, my first artist that we're going to highlight today is Vanna B, excuse me. But before I do that, for those artists out there that would love to get their music submitted to the Infinite L Radio Show, I need you to listen to this and follow these steps. Thank you.
If you are an artist and you'd like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitel.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
Hi there, everyone. This is Ohiniwa. And tonight, I'm going to be highlighting an artist named Vanna B. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her so you can get a feel for who she is and what she's like. Vanna B is a very extraordinary, young, talented young lady who's from the Bay Area, whose passion and natural talent for performing was evident at a very early age. Born in Oakland, Vanna B is flavorful mixture of R&B and hip hop with a little grittiness of old school edge. Now, how you combine all three of those together, I don't know, but she has done it because I've heard a song. She's definitely done it. With that said, her influences are Beyonce, Whitney Houston, some top people up there, Mariah Carey, right along with an artist named Aria Alexa, and Kylie. So with that said, she has a lot of top people that has influenced her and helped her bring this fusion of hers all together with a little bit of grittiness of old school with her hip-hop and her R&B. With that, she released her first EP called Down to Mars in 2016. Now, And then in 2017, she turned around and released three singles. Running was the first one, then we got Touch, and then My Way. I mean, three LPs in 1 year. I mean, sorry. The EP in 2016, and then the three singles in 2017. You know, hey, she's doing her thing. Now, in late January of 2020, she released a song called Pisces. Now, this was a tribute to her brother, who passed away in late December of 2019. She has accomplished a lot, especially with the single she did for her brother in tribute to him. And his name was RBC Buzzy. And, you know, that's touching by itself. She did something so sweet and so kind for her brother that, you know, I don't know if I'd have been able to do that at that time, especially the following year. Just to let you know, she does have a new current release called Run It Up, and it's an anthem, which I think is... It truly is, for self-confidence, self-affirmation for all who's continued to grind despite their obstacles. Elle, have you ever heard of anything like this before? You know, hard times, you're still going through it, and then you have this song that helps lift you up.
Yeah, actually, that's normally how artists do. Most of their songs, if they write their own lyrics, their lyrics are based on their life. So if something good's going on in their life, they'll write about that, or they'll sing about that, or they'll rap about that, as well as when they're, you know, something is not going well. So they normally write about the lyrics. The lyrics normally pertain to the highs and lows of their life. So yeah, I've had other artists do it. And I know that there was one artist that had actually wrote a song for his dad. His name is, he goes by the name of Tarius. And I remember his song, and it was a beautiful song as well. As a matter of fact, on my music showcase, I probably have to try to get that on there now that we've brought that up. Yeah, maybe I should have a special day where I do just songs like that. Now that you said that, that would be a good thing too. Songs where people have actually written based on their loved ones or someone that they lost. Yeah, I could do something like that as well.
Okay. That would definitely go well. Because I believe there's a lot of artists out there that, as you said, they pull from what's going on in their lives, current, past, present, and, you know, being able to put that out, sharing that with others, that would definitely be a good platform. So, now, with that, Von B is what we call, you know, very unique in her own way. She considers herself, she is a self-proclaimed hippie. She's a lover of life. I think that one got me right there. That got me.
Yeah, with her being
there.
That young, yeah, and she's saying that she's so saying, because when I seen that, whenever I had to chuckle, I just laughed.
I was like, okay, a hippie, you know, hey, because you know they're all about peace and love and you know, just letting things be, and that's who she seems to truly be.
And that's probably letting you into her background of who she is, yeah. And she said, make that statement.
And she, she strives to make music that'll make you move, challenge your thoughts, and lift your spirits. Now, that I love. You know, artists who can make you move, who can take you to another spot, you know, take you somewhere where, you know, maybe you were at when you were younger, teenager. I mean, you know, that can move you and lift your spirits. Because right now we all need our spirits lifted, unfortunately, with everything that's going on. I mean, she's a talented young lady. But for those of you who would like to find out more about her, you can go to Facebook and type in Vonna B Music, and you'll be able to pull her up there. She's also on Twitter, official Vonna B, type in the search. And she's on Instagram, official Vonna B / And she's also on YouTube as Vonna B, if you go and type it in the search engine. With that all said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play her song, and it's her current song, Run It Up. I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
Ain't tripping off no niggas. Ain't tripping off no ladies. Circumstances weighing me down. Get the paper, baby, don't drown. Trying to keep afloat, head above water. All I got is this dream, hustle harder. They tell me stay down, stay humble. It's gonna be a time, baby, don't crumble. Well, I'm ready, been ready, feeling touch my prime. In my bag, suitcase, staying on my grind. The trickin' ain't a thing to me. Got bigger goals, gotta keep big things on me. And no, I'm never flexing, I learned my lesson. So when you see me, I just know it's blessings. Ain't trippin' off no niggas. Ain't trippin' off no lame. Focused up, making moves, running plays. You know I'm hip to the game. Drop the third wave, yeah, I'm coming up. Didn't give me 30, see me winning, that's tough. It's still love, I just gotta run it up. It's still love, I just gotta run it up. If he wanted to, he would, sis. Don't let these niggas try you like no weak bitch.
Yeah.
Stay on your bully, let's get rich, rich. These niggas play all day, fuck you mean, sis.
Huh.
Don't need no Birkin, Dior, overtime. Doing numbers on your own, real fly. CC, Hermes, no, it don't impress on it. Got my own diamonds, baby, VVS, yeah. Don't play around or fuck around and find out. Don't need your bag, so just put it in your mouth. If you step in, come correcting. If you check in, bring the check in. Ain't trippin' off no niggas. Ain't trippin' off no lame. Focused up, making moves, running plays. You know I'm hip to the game. Drop the third wave, yeah, I'm coming up. Didn't give me 30, see me winning, that's tough. It's still love, I just gotta run it up. It's still love, I just gotta run it up.
Run it up, run it up.
All right, everyone, that was Vonna B, Run It Up. It has an old school feel to it, which you don't find nowadays in songs by artists, and it makes you move. You know, it's been a long time since I've heard music like that out there. Elle, what do you think?
Yeah, I liked it. When I heard the song, it has a snazzy beat to it. I really like the music. And then how she interacts her singing with her rap, it works well together.
Yeah.
So she's really good. She's a good artist. So she has more, she's versatile that way. So that makes it even better for her because she can do both.
Being able to bounce back and forth between the hip-hop and the R&B, I don't know if you can say there's a lot of female artists out there that you can see do that. It's either one or the other. What do you think?
No. Well, the mainstream artists, it seems like there's quite a few of them. I know, now why can't I think of her name? Okay. I thought let me say her name. It just laughed me. But you're right. I had to think about it. There's not a lot of them that do. Either they rap or they sing. But there's not a lot of them that do both. I know Drake incorporates that into his. He sings and he raps. But his singing, that's why they put that hip-hop genre in there, because some of them, even though it's like a singing, to me it's singing and rapping, but it's more on a singing style than it is rapping. So they call it, it's more hip hop than it is rap.
Okay. Well, you know, this is a song that, you know, can take you places and make you think things through when you're listening to it, especially if you're kind of down. It helps bring you back up. It helps pick up your spirits a little. Wouldn't you say?
Run it up? I don't know, because after you actually listen to the lyric, it sounds like she's actually speaking to someone. So I don't know. I have to go back and listen to that again. I don't know if I quite take it that way. No.
Well, if you're in that situation, I should say.
In that situation, then yes. Type
yeah,
situation.
Can
you relate
said.
To it? I think is what you were asking. Can you relate to it?
Correct.
It's a relatable song if you're in that type situation, yeah.
Elle, what do you have going on right now?
Okay, so what's going to be going on with the Infinite Elle Radio Show, we have two things that I do want to mention. One is we will be having a scavenger hunt, and this will be for all of our listeners. So if you want to enter the contest once we decide to start promoting it, you're more than welcome to do so. So the prizes that we're going to be giving away will be from the Infinite Elle store, because yes, I actually have a store as well. And that store did go live a few weeks ago. So the store, the web address for the store is InfiniteElleStore.com. So www.InfiniteElleStore.com. So if you want to go check out the things that we have there, you're more than welcome to do so. And we're going to get back to the scavenger hunt now. So the scavenger hunt is going to take place. I want to say we're going to try to get it started in December. And we're still playing around with how to do it. So I don't want to say too much about it, but I will let you know that once we have all the particulars about the actual contest itself, it will be announced from this show segment. So it'll be announced from this show segment as well as from the music showcase segment. So you'll have plenty of time to get it together and be able to participate if you like. Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, which goes in conjunction with the scavenger hunt, is that effective this week, as a matter of fact, this weekend, we're going to be releasing The Lounge. Now, for those of you that want to know what that means, is that the actual radio show, the shows that are on demand, and when there's a live show, it will be played from this lounge. The lounge will be hosted at www.InfiniteElleEnt.com, and it will be hosted there. And I don't want to say too much, but I want you to actually see it. When you see it, you're going to be like, okay, I wasn't expecting this, okay, when she said that. But it's going to be a place where you can go, and you know what? Like I said, I don't want to say too much. I want you to actually see it for yourself. So when it's available on the next show segment, in the Know with Ohiniwa show segment, she will be making an announcement of the actual web address and where this lounge is. So that night, so next Thursday, you can actually go there and listen to the show from there. So I will tell you that much. And the scavenger hunt, you'll be able to listen to it there. And when we have things, so all from this lounge. So it'll actually be playing, the platform will be Block Talk Radio, but the show, if you want to go someplace to just sit back, relax, and chill, you'll be able to go to this lounge. So like I said, I can't tell you too much. I just want you to see for yourself. So you'll see. She makes that announcement. And I already mentioned the store. So you know that the store did go live a few weeks ago. Just haven't been promoting it much because I wanted to bring all this together at the same time. So now I'm mentioning it. And as well as I want to let you remind everyone that Theory, who hosts the show here, that it's all about Theory, which is a special segment type show. So it's not all the time. So you'll be hearing more from him because he has a contest going on right now. It's the Smash the Beat contest for singers. It is called Who's Next. And the genres that can actually enter will be singers who are R&B, pop, and hip-hop. But you have to be a singer, so not rapping, singer. Unless you incorporate both into it, but that singing has to be there. You have to be a singer. So you can actually go to this website in order to enter. The website is www.beatsbytheory.com. So again, that's www.beatsbytheory.com. And theory is spelled T-H-E-O-R-E-E. So that's www.beatsbytheory.com. Go there and you can enter that contest. The deadline for entries will be November 7th. So after November 7th, he will no longer be taking entries. So make sure if you want to get in on this contest, if you go read the contest rules, eligibility, and the prizes, again, that website is www.beatsbytheory.com. Do not forget. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and turn this back over to Ohiniwa. Oh, you know what? One other thing, too, that I did want to bring up. I almost forgot. I think you have RFT song, What I'll Give. Is that correct, Ohiniwa?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to play that. And that song, the reason why I'm playing that is because RFT did this song. It's called What I Give. And the beat that's being played within the song is a theory. It's produced by Theory, and he was RFT is the 2021 Smash the Beat Rap. This would have been the last contest he had, so I want to play that song so we can actually get an idea of what his beat sound like. So this is one of his. I don't know. You know, I'm not a producer, so I don't know all the jargon for different type beats, but one of his beats that he did for this artist. This is the one that RFT decided to use for his song, for his phase three of the contest. So here we go. Again, it's called What I Give, and it's by RFT.
I'ma be here for a long time. Puppy ride, so I wonder we get a smooth flight. Yeah, that is important, but I'm still high. Airplane on rage night, maybe stay by. I don't care every time. TikTok with a dumb hype, baby, for life first. Stay in, save life. Fuck love, I don't care what you say, nice. Got a blast from the past, this is where to stay right.
Yeah, weirdo is being your fucking self, like, period. Point blank, like, you're just you. Regardless if you love me or hate me, cause at the end of the day, if you hate me, you still love me, cause you know everything about me.
Got love, but I lost to the pain. Just know that I come from the rain. I'll be fine high as hell one day.
One day.
Got love, but I lost to the pain. Just know that I come from the rain. I'll be fine high as hell one day. Have a pride in yourself, give it time and we'll help. But when I give the wealth, I will die on the shelf with the kind of enough. Fuck yeah, shine dim your light at the crib, giving pipe, yeah. Talk about that life, yeah, in the dark lights. I'll fight through the night, bad rock on the world, yeah. I'ma tell you right now, wait. I ain't never been the type to rely on a nigga who ain't never done shit like me. Better focus on yourself and get that green. Alone in my closet, filling up my pockets. Never had an option, rocket never dropping. My flow's always popping, made I'm going conscious. Alone with my demons, stop fucking on heathens. I do not care about a nigga that's breathing. I'ma have a nigga scared thinking he was dreaming. Real face T on a beat, I'ma upgrade Super Saiyan. I'ma tell you right now. Yeah, 4-4 in the utmost, with the cutthroat. Sipping Henny in the morning with a dumb hug. Got me feeling I ain't nothing but a love Jones. Topped off at the bar with a sun, no. Got love, but I lost to the pain. Just know that I come from the rain. I'll be fine high as hell one day. Wait a minute, go back with a big way. Got love, but I lost to the pain. Just know that I come from the rain. I'll be fine high as hell one day.
One day!
And again, the name of that song was What I'll Give, and that was by RFT. And he was the 2021 Smash the Beat Rap Contest winner. And that's hosted and produced by Theory. And that music, again, was a Theory music production. So what did you think about that song? And I'm going to ask you, what did you think about
it? Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
That was different. I'm going to be honest. I love the beat.
It was different. Mm-hmm.
Just something, you know, I've never heard before. And, I mean, I was more shocked than anything because I wasn't expecting that
mm-hmm.
at all. It sounds playful.
Yeah.
Gets you in the mood.
And
it moves you.
The music itself.
You can move
yeah,
to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It moves you. So I am really stunned and really shocked.
Okay.
And very surprised because, like I said, didn't see that one coming at all. But
yep.
Overall, I love the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you straight
everything.
Back over to you.
Yeah.
So,
thank
yeah,
you very much, Elle.
You're welcome. And thank you for having me on the show, though. Yeah, it was great.
I appreciate you being here, and I thank you again for allowing me to be a part of your family. Infinite Elle.
You're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
All right. You have a nice night.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. So, just put back out there, that was the artist from from this year's 2021 Beats Contest. So for you artists out there, again, just to let you know, get if you want to get your music submitted to Infinite Elle Radio, listen to this, please.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite Elle Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelle.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelle.com.
Right there, everyone. Well, it's getting to that time. I do want to let you know November 4th is my next show, and my featured artist would be a young man named Manic Flame. Now, the nice thing about this, Vonna V, who I did tonight, did a song with him. So we're bringing in the next person, the next artist. So I'll be showcasing his music next week. And with that said, I hope you all have a nice evening and good night.